I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. When African Americans in the U.S. finally got the golden opportunity to stretch out and explore the world, France would become a prime destination in the early part of the 20th century. Eager to put their exploratory instincts to the test, in an environment where two distinctively diverse yet thriving cultures would intersect. In 1917, as America inserted itself into World War I, flexing its military might to engage in a war overseas, over 350,000 African-American soldiers were included, most hailing from southern states. African-American soldiers were disallowed from fighting next to their white counterparts in the American Army. Although they found the conditions shocking as they worked as stevedores on the shipping docks, they would, in time, embrace a new homeland, Paris, France, where they were treated relatively well with a heightened level of dignity and respect never experienced before. The French army opened their doors and arms to these servicemen, descendants of enslaved people. The French military further trained these African-American soldiers and afforded them fair treatment due to racial tension within the U.S. Army. The 369th Infantry Regiment, aka the Harlem Hellfighters, formed from the 15th New York National Guard Regiment, held that assignment for the duration of the U.S. involvement in World War I. February 1919, the Harlem Hellfighters returned home to New York and participated in a Grand Victory military parade. But unfortunately, their anticipation and expectation falsely assured them that their military service abroad would improve civil rights in the U.S. In the 1920s and 1930s, an artistic movement known as the Harlem Renaissance in New York City was formed. It included musicians, sculptors, poets, dancers, novelists, and deep intellectual thinkers. Along with African-American soldiers who returned to Paris, many of these artists launched for Paris as well, the City of Light, where they could also freely develop and share their creative gifts without the backdrop of racial tension that flowed across the U.S. The Harlem Renaissance, reimagined in Paris, established a pathway to a new international cultural climate abroad. Among the lesser-known leaders was African-American Lieutenant James Reese Europe. Europe played a significant role in the war campaign as a fighter and as the conductor of the 369th Harlem Fighters Marching Band, who conquered the hearts, minds, imaginations, and curiosity of Parisians wherever they marched and played. Along with others in the U.S. and overseas, Europe helped to illuminate a growing sense of cultural pride among African Americans and an even brighter light on the city of Paris. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.